Cape Talk. Sarah Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at This Is SJ King.
All right. Born and raised in Cape Town, our music guest this morning made his first ever foray into the professional music space, aged just 16. That's when Mikael Williams first uploaded some of his music online. But his talent for melody and lyrics has been evident for years before that. Even at primary school, he was entering singing competitions and writing music on his iPad. Fast forward to today, and he's independently released his first studio project, The Very Personal Confessionals of These Four Walls, a track from which we will hear at the end of the show. Let's welcome Mikael Williams to Weekend Breakfast. Hello.
Hi there.
Good to have you with us.
Thank
good to have you
so
with
much
us.
For having me.
Listen, talk to us about your I love that. I love the idea that there you are writing music on your iPad at primary school. Talk to us about your musical background and where did your love of music come from?
So I would say I kind of did piano lessons for a year in grade four, and I think that's where it started. But my dad was always very into music and interested in music. And in primary school, I was a very shy and introverted child. And the way of getting like my emotions out was always just through writing poems, stories, or whatever. And I figured out songwriting through that channel, I guess. And it just never left me.
Talk to me about dad. What was the kind of, because I love hearing people's, hearing about the music that people grew up with and that their parents were listening to as being their first, because that's always our first point of influence, right? And I'm so lucky that my parents are both, my mum very musical, like playing instruments, but my dad was a real lover of music. And I just had such a broad range of music that I was introduced to. Funnily enough, nothing that I then kind of leaned towards liking soul and R&B and stuff when I got into my teenagehood. But to this day, I still go back to some of the classical music, the folk music that my parents were listening to. So what were your parents listening to?
So growing up, my dad always listened to Stevie Wonder, R&B, Freddie Hammond, all of those kind of like old school jazz vibes. And the music that I listen to now really kind of ties into that.
Okay.
So I love disco. I love R&B. I love those like back from there.
And
that's what we grew up listening to. And I think that also really ties into what I'm influenced now when I am creating. Like this project is not only just a pop project, but it has heavy influences of R&B, of pop, of Afrobeat, of kind of everything that I've listened to and picked up.
Sure.
Over the years.
Let's talk about the songwriting, because I always say this about people who come and sit in this seat in this segment of the show about music. I think that if you can sing, you can sing, right? And that's it. And if you can sing. Not everyone who is a singer, though, is a songwriter.
Oh,
like, I can hold a tune, but I'm not a songwriter. Definitely not. So what came first? Was it the realization of, the poetry and then the songwriting? Oh, but I can also sing. Or was it, I can sing and then the songwriting happened?
Ooh, I think for me it was first actually... the songwriting and the poetry kind of component.
Yeah.
And then I always thought that I can sing. And I think when we're younger, we all think that we can sing. Since I was a very shy and introverted child, I never really took those opportunities in the beginning because I was just like, oh my word, no, I can't. People are going to judge me. I can't sing. And then in grade 3 or grade 4, I entered my first little singing competition in one of my classes. And that's when I realized, oh, okay, maybe I can sing.
Can you remember what you sang?
What did I sing? Oh, I think I sang a song from the Nickelodeon show Victorious at the time.
No frame of reference.
Yeah.
No idea what you're talking about. What's Nickelodeon? Don't know what you're talking about. Okay, all right. And received well, obviously.
Yes, no, it was. I think I went back again to sing another song afterwards because they were like, please carry on.
Give us more.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're just joining us on the show this morning at 9:41, Mikael Williams is our music guest. He's released his first studio project, The Very, Very Personal Confessionals of These Four Walls. We will be hearing a track from that piece of work at the end of the show. So there you are doing singing competitions, doing, you know, writing. And a lot of us have done that. A lot of us sort of grow up going, oh, you know, I'll enter a little thing here. At what point do you go, actually, that's what I want to do for a career? And how then did the family react? Because it's not every family that wants to hear, guess what I'm going to be?
Oh, definitely. I think in grade 7, when my dad realized that this was more than just like a cute little hobby, yeah. and it was something that I actually was really passionate about. He really pushed me, and he registered me as an artist at 13 years old. And he kind of set me up for the rest of my life. And that's when I realized, okay, this is something that I actually want to do. And I've never, ever lost that interest and lost that passion. And he passed away a year later when I was in grade 8.
Sure.
And music for me now is a lot deeper as well, because I do it for him. I know that he was writing for that and he was reading for that. And I just know that he'd be so proud of all the things that came afterwards.
What was your dad's name?
Peter Williams.
Peter Williams. Yeah. Oh. Listen, when you decide that you're going to enter into the biz like this, and we just had Lyle Anthony on the show and talking, you know, he lives in LA now, which I was just saying to Vicky after that interview, there's no way. I'm not LA people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive. LA would eat me, chew me up and spit me out on the sidewalk. It's insane. The industry, the music biz industry is notoriously difficult. And I think that very often when we turn on the radio and we hear your music or someone else's music, we forget that behind all of that, behind the music that we're hearing, is this machine. And you have to play the game,
yeah.
right? You have to learn the language and learn the buttons of the machine to
Definitely.
Press. You can't have success without also having the business side of it. So what's been your biggest lesson in this strange old music biz?
I would say just that it's, like you said, you can't just be a musician. Like, you can't just put out the song. You kind of need to be so many more other things as well. If you want to really make it in this industry, you need to have a thick skin, first of all, because people are going to say things that you don't want to hear necessarily. You're going to be rejected so many times, and you're going to be compared to a lot of people as well. And one of the things that I've just learned as well is kind of to have many hats as one
right.
human being.
So, I mean, you're not signed to a label.
No, I'm not.
Is that by choice at this stage? Would you like to be? Is it something? Because, I mean, I guess there are pros and cons to both.
There definitely are pros and cons to both. I think at the moment I'm having a lot of fun having 100% creative control over right. whatever I do and not really having any other input, I guess. But I would love to sign with a label as well, just to kind of push me to the next level, I feel like, at some point in my career.
So at the moment you are your own songwriter, A&R person, publicist.
Yeah,
producer.
I'm doing it all.
Yeah, chaperone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's your entourage? Oh, it's you.
Yeah. Sitting here.
Yeah. Talk to us about then, so you mentioned the influences, you know, from Peter, and that he was listening to Stevie Wonder and but now, who are you listening to now? Who do you enjoy now?
Ooh, right now, I would say I'm listening to a lot more African sounds. So I'm a piano, Afrobeat, and really inspired by just the sounds that are around us. Because I feel like growing up, I was always inspired by the overseas
yep.
life, the international life. And now that I've realized that people are really honing into South African talent and what we have to bring, I've also kind of embraced it a lot more and realized that this is so beautiful,
yeah.
what we have around us.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been inspired by. So even Tyler, the singer that's taking off now at the moment, so inspired by her.
Do you know how hard we're trying to get her on the show?
I can imagine.
I've been saying to Vicky for months now, get her on, nothing. Look at Vicky's face. She's rolling her eyes. Tyler wants nothing to do with it.
No,
I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure she's just very, very busy. But I mean, she's doing things in Europe and, you know, and really kind of doing the thing. Come home, please, Tyler, and come on to Weekend Breakfast with me. Thank you very much indeed. Who else are you enjoying? I mean, if I was to go into, have you got Spotify?
I have Apple Music.
Oh, Apple Music. Okay. Who's on your Apple Music playlist?
Ooh, right now, Beyonce, Renaissance, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Who else? A lot of the indie songwriters as well. So kind of Madison Beer, Olivia Rodrigo, even though she hasn't put out like in a while, still her. Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yes, Chloe and Halle. Those are the songs, the artists that I'm listening to at the moment.
Chloe and Halle.
I was heavily inspired by them for this project as well. Vocally, production-wise, yeah.
Incredible. So Chloe and Halle, folks, Bailey, not, but I always want to say Halle Berry. So we were speaking last week to Gail Edmonds about The Little Mermaid. Halle Bailey is The Little Mermaid
yes.
in the live action. Her sister Chloe Can I say badass at 9:47? I've said it. Extraordinary. They did I don't know if you've seen their Tiny Desk.
Yes, I listen to it almost every second day.
Every day.
Every second day.
I also did. I mean, sure, they are powerhouses,
they are insane.
Aren't they? Absolutely insane. I mean, vocally doing the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've watched them since the YouTube days.
Me
and
too.
Finally, I find someone that shares that passion.
You know what I love to do with Chloe and Halle Bailey is to look at them now. And they are, listen, I'm not going to say they're manufactured because they definitely aren't. I mean, they've got raw talent, but obviously there's some money behind them
now.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
And when you look at them now compared to their little fresh face, do your own braids of yesteryear of YouTube. Ah.
No, it was incredible. And it's incredible seeing their journey and just still being a fan right now. And I'm like, wow, like, that's so inspiring. And that's what I want to do. And I can do that as well.
So you say that's what you want to do. What's the goal? Do you set yourself out like, well, this year I want to do X, and in 5 years time I want to do that, and then in 10 years time you won't be able to get hold of me because I'll be in LA collecting a Grammy and I'll have an ego? I mean, what's the plan?
So I kind of do the whole 5 year plan, but I also get really bored really easily. So I will do something, finish it, and then I'll be like, okay, now I want to do the next thing. So that's kind of what I did last year, where I was like, okay, I want to do this project for Confessionals. I want to really write, produce, show the world what I can do as an artist. And then also I did a bit of acting after that. And then I did performing, and then I did more producing, and then kind of like just really went into different fields whenever I felt like it.
Are you also studying?
Yes, I am.
What are you studying?
I'm studying film and media at DCT.
How do you find time to do anything?
Jeez, it is a struggle. I've really learned time management.
Right. Teach me. Oh, wise one.
So that has been my life for the past few years, just kind of figuring out the most important things to do at the moment, and then really just making time also. Because for me, music and acting and influencing and all that kind of stuff, they aren't jobs. They are passions, and I've they're kind of escapes for me.
Right.
So doing them, I don't ever feel like I'm working.
You've got, the reason I'm picking up my phone like this, because I want to just go to your Instagram. There he is, at Mikhail Williams is in studio. 15,000 followers.
Yes.
How quickly did that happen? That's not bad going.
So I have been creating videos since I was 15, and I'm 20 now.
Okay.
So in the beginning, it was very slow. Like, it was just kind of my friends enjoying the videos and stuff. And then it grew within, I guess, a few years, where people were sharing my videos, people were sending it to each other. And also, once I kind of dove into the different fields of like music, so my following base is really a mix of like all the different it's really like,
who are your people?
I don't even know at the moment,
right?
But I guess it's fans of my music, but also people who enjoy my content and have enjoyed my content from when I was 15-16 years old, and really just from all different spheres of my life at
does
the
this
moment.
We had Chad Jones in studio.
You're
a young person, so you would know who Chad Jones
yes,
is.
No, I love him.
He was an absolute delight. I have to say, he was really delightful. But he was talking, he's got what, 2.5 million followers on TikTok.
Yes.
You must also TikTok.
I do TikTok.
How many are you on TikTok?
I just reached 10.5K.
Okay,
so I'm still very new to the game.
Listen, hello, 74. Proudly. Thank you very much. Doing that video with Chad helped.
Oh, really?
It boosted me from about 16 to 78, which was good. He was talking about the amount of money that you can command and the stuff you can get.
Yes, you can.
He's doing all right. He's really doing all
right.
He's
so inspiring at the moment for me as well. Like, so, I literally went on his page yesterday and just like scrolled down, and I was like,
great.
Okay.
And he's really, at this point, he's still a fantastic, you know, lovely human being. Speak to me in 5 years' time, and he might not be. Can you leverage things at 15,000 followers?
Yes, no, definitely. I've made an income kind of from influencing for the past year or two. At the beginning of last year, really, I kind of realized that I can turn this into a job.
Good for you.
And what
kind of brands are you, and who are you interacting with?
So I've worked with Netflix, I've worked with Levi's, I've worked with Crocs.
That's all right. We forgive you. I'm joking. I've still not got onto the Crocs bandwagon,
really?
But I will.
I just got. It was only last week. Last week was my first.
Are they the most comfortable shoes you've ever worn?
They are the only shoes I've worn since I got a pair.
I've got to get into the Crocs game. Okay, so you've done some big name.
Yes. Yeah. Thankfully, thank God.
Amazing. Amazing. Listen, I want to hear a track. What's the track that we've got? Strangers Again.
So, yes, the track that I've sent is called Strangers Again. And it's about kind of, it's a lot deeper than it sounds.
Okay.
But it's about the fear of abandonment within friendships and relationships. And yeah, and I really just, that was my way to get those fears out into a song, I guess.
Let's take a listen. This is Strangers Again by my guest this morning, Mikal Williams. Strangers Again. We could never forget about you. Mikal Williams has been my music guest this morning. You've just heard the track from his EP Confessionals, which is called Strangers Again. Before we let you go, Mikal, how can people follow you, get in touch with you, keep their eyes and ears out for new music?
So you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Mikal J. Williams. Mm-hmm. And on Apple Music, Spotify, I'm just Mikal.
Okay, just the one name. Smart. Listen, I've got to get, thank you, by the way.
Thank you so much for having me.
A real treat having you in studio.